Today I'm going to talk about why people generally don't give tochacha, don't rebuke nowadays. The Ramah in Siman Taf Reish Ches, and together with how it's explained in the Mishnah Brura, basically takes the position that if someone is sinning unintentionally, they're b'shogeg. So we apply the principle of mutav shu shogim. So if you see someone who is sinning unintentionally, and you know they're not going to listen, so there's no obligation to say anything. Additionally, the Ber Halacha writes that if we're talking about people who are public Shabbos violators, let's say they're off the derech, so then there's no mitzvah of tochacha because the pasuk says hocheach tchich es amisecha, you should rebuke your amisecha, someone who's a member of your halacha community. So public Shabbos violator is not part of your halacha community. However, that leaves a large swath of Orthodox Jews, people who are part of your halacha community, and they know something is wrong. They know they're doing something wrong. Many of us do things that we know are wrong, but we still do them anyway. And the Ramah is pretty clear that for a regular Jew who's part of your halakha community, who's sinning, so the Ramah writes that you should rebuke the person, continue rebuking them if they're doing something wrong until the person curses you out or hits you. And the Mishnah says, no, dayachi yinzov. Okay, it's enough until the person reprimands you. But people don't do that nowadays. So what's the basis for the practice that we generally don't rebuke people, even from Jews who are doing something wrong intentionally, unintentionally? Again, that's clear in the Ramah that if you know they're not going to listen, so better not say anything. So I got one approach when I asked Rav Rimon, I asked Rav Willig, and they each provided me with a different approach. Rav Rimon's take on this is that maybe we have to broaden the definition of shogeg. I mean, meaning, maybe shogeg is not simply where someone doesn't realize that something is a mistake, but there's omer mutar is like shogeg. Meaning, let's assume that the entire community or neighborhood, your entire community or neighborhood is not particular, they don't follow a particular halacha on Shabbos, or something maybe about warming up food or whatever the case is. Everyone else is doing it, so I think I can do it as well. So even though perhaps they learned in school that you shouldn't do it, but since everyone, a lot of people, violate this sin, whatever the sin is, so we can argue that it's omer mutar, is like shogeg, even though the person, quote-unquote, has heard the halacha, people justify and say, it's not a problem. So perhaps we can broaden the definition of omer mutar and to say if an entire community or a lot of from Jews, a lot of Orthodox Jews don't keep a certain halachic standard, even though you know it's wrong, so maybe they're in the category of shogeg. So that's the way that he understood it, why people perhaps don't rebuke others who may not be following the halacha. Again, obviously, if you feel you can be effective, then you should try to tell the person that what they're doing is wrong. But Willig said to me something else, and he said that even, let's say, 100 years ago, 500 years ago, in times of the Ramah, even 100 years ago, when the Mishnah Brura was explaining the Ramah, that if you rebuked someone and they got annoyed at you, okay, you kept on rebuking them until, let's say, they're about to reprimand you. At that point, you stop. But worst case scenario, they're gonna be annoyed at you. They'll be upset, but it won't have long-lasting effects. Nowadays, the consequences of rebuking someone who won't listen are far greater than they were even 100 years ago. 100 years ago, worst case scenario, they're gonna be annoyed at you. So keep on trying to get them on the straight and narrow until they reprimand you. But nowadays, if we rebuke someone, not only will they not listen, but they even may cause hatred. They may even be oppositional and rebel. So because the facts have changed and how people respond to rebuke nowadays, so that's why people, the practices that, again, if you have a relationship with someone, then you feel you can influence someone, then obviously you should do that. But the harsh rebuke to your average Jew who is committing a sin that they seemingly know is wrong, so that we don't do, either because we broaden the definition of shogeg, or because nowadays the consequences of rebuking someone who won't listen are far greater than they were even 100 years ago.